subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Riggins. I have forgotten to tell you about this. You know how much I changed your life for the better whenever I recommended to you the product of Gold Bond Men's Spray?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the store the other day, and I was looking for tampons for my wife.
Really?
There's a shortage.
Really?
Supply chain shortage of tampons and feminine products and all. Okay. So she had looked for, you know, all over the place for her brand, and so she didn't go to Walmart yet. So I went to Walmart, and I'm looking for them, and the shelves were empty. I mean, it's one of those products that's, you know, it's scarce, let's put it that way. And I saw in that area that, you know, those dude wipes?
Yeah.
You heard about the dude wipes?
Sure.
Well, they have one that is, it's like a cool mint.
What?
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that it makes you feel cool down there when you use it, which is something that I think you would like.
Heck yeah.
Because you've always got hot butt.
Hot butt, yeah.
Oh, it's for the butt.
Well, you can use it anywhere.
I thought it was...
They're just like clean baby wipes.
Yeah.
There's a baby wipe.
Yeah, they're
use them wherever.
But I think they're bigger. They're, you know, the sheets are bigger and
more powerful.
Yeah, and stronger.
Sturdier.
You
know,
because
you're wiping man skin with it.
Man butt skin?
I don't know that I'd
excuse me, I don't man skin.
You wouldn't want your butt to feel like it had just had an Altoid?
I would.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I'm good with it. It sounds good.
What?
I love that. Come this green strip on my tank.
Yeah. Hey, honey.
It is so fresh today.
Come smell my minty fresh ass.
Butthole. How's that smell?
Wintry fresh.
Dentine ass.
But
you don't
frosty.
Think you would like that?
I don't know. I think I'd probably rather have it on my junk than
yeah. Well, you
my
can
butthole.
Use it for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would make more sense.
I don't know that I need a cooling sensation on the two.
But unlike this, the Gold Bond spray, it's not going to keep you dry and all that. Yeah. It'll be more of a
clean it.
Yeah,
clean up.
Just a little tidy up down there.
Have you found you any new places in your neighborhood yet?
Like restaurants and stuff?
What, just
for,
you know,
for butt?
Yeah, for butt wipes.
No, I was pivoting off of butt wipes to other stuff. Sorry.
A new place for a minty ass.
I did shit.
Not what I was going for there. Sorry.
I shit in the fountain at the park.
Not what I was going for.
Ass at the Mint Museum.
Never mind. Forget I brought it up.
No, I have. Yeah,
I'm gonna go back to what I was doing over here.
So are you talking about restaurants and bars and stuff?
Yeah, you know, cool stuff in his neighborhood that he likes.
Yeah, there's a cool park, and I found the pool and the clubhouse and stuff like that. So.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to go to the pool?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's been empty every time I've gone by there.
It's the best.
I'm like, nobody's swimming in this neighborhood. I don't know why. It's 85 degrees every day.
Get you one of those floats with the drink holders in it. I promise you'll change your life.
Yeah, I'm not a float guy.
Until you have one and you're laying out.
If you take a float down to that pool.
Like a big watermelon slice float.
It'll change your life.
With a shark on it.
I would laugh my ass
Do
off.
It. I promise you'll love it. It's so relaxing.
But it may... have you been down there on the weekends?
Yeah.
Okay. Because some neighborhood pools close during the week when school starts back. They open on the weekends until Labor Day. And
it might be what it is. I've not seen a soul in there, and I've gone by there down 10 times, and I haven't seen a single person.
Yeah, you need to pack you up a little ice chest and chill out down there a little bit.
I know. It's just every afternoon I've had something to do.
Take a book.
A book.
Take a book out there.
If you go hauling a big ass float down there, big enough to have a drink holder in it.
Yeah.
It's so comfy, I promise.
Well, I'm sure, but he's a grown man. A grown man can't just go get in a pool, in a public pool with a float like that.
These floats are for grown people.
I know, but it's not like a lake. It's a little different. You know what I mean?
If there's no one there, who cares?
Or a private pool, you know. Yeah. If it's a public pool, you're not supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to have floats in a public pool in general.
Yeah, you are. You know,
even you.
I can. I take up like one tiny little area.
It's a tiny float.
And everybody has floats.
Just walking down there with two big noodles.
But that doesn't mean I think it should be that way. I'm just saying I don't think grown people should be on floats in public pool.
Have a lot of opinions.
I do.
I know.
And I'm perfectly within my right to have as many as I want.
Yeah, they're just silly.
They're right.
Silly. So, silly opinions.
Well, another thing, I might not be able to go in there because they do say you have to not have had diarrhea for 24 hours. So I'm like, when is that going to happen?
All I have is diarrhea.
You're just sitting at home restarting the clock.
Yeah. It's a normal day.
A days without diarrhea is zero.
Yeah, it's the equivalent. That's the equivalent for Riggins in his life of kids wanting to get back in the pool during a thunderstorm.
Yeah,
like, we got to be 30 minutes without lightning. As soon as the lightning hits, it's like no, clock starts over again.
Reset it.
At a place where they have a safety record and there goes so many days without an accident, it's like you got to start over every day. Oh shit!
Yeah. Do they make swim diapers for adults? Adult swim depends.
You know, on cruise ships, they don't let kids wear swimmy diapers. Even if they're not potty trained, they have to swim. Because if they've got the swimmy diaper on, they're afraid that it'll leak into the pool and you won't even know that they've pooped or whatever. The kid is in there with no, just in a regular swimsuit or whatnot.
So no swimmy diaper.
So if the kid poops in the pool, then they just get everybody out and they drain it.
Oh, that's so annoying. And imagine being the parent of the kid that did that. Now everybody has to get out.
Well, but it takes them about 2 seconds to fill it back up because they suck it up from the ocean.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Let me tell you where it doesn't take about 2 seconds to fill it back up. Universal Studios.
Yeah.
We went to Universal Studios one year for our family vacation. We were hanging out by the pool. They made an announcement to everybody to get out of the pool because
You pooped in the pool.
One kid let one slip into the pool.
He pooped.
And it shut down for about two and a half hours. The pool had to be completely shut down and cleaned. And then, it takes a lot longer to fill it back up when you're not out in the middle of the ocean.
It'd be cool if, like, on the cruise ship, the pool just opens up from the bottom and the water just goes out.
I felt really bad. I felt bad for my kids.
They do have a drain on it.
Right?
I felt bad for my kids that day at Universal because their dad got hammered during that 2.5 hours of not having to be in the pool.
He ended up pooping in the pool. He's hammered.
Sorry about our dad, guys.
After they went, let's go play in the pool. I was like, look, I'm just chilling right here. I'm fine. I'm just, I got this cabana. I'm just going to lay here and relax. I mean, dad needs to relax now.
Like, okay. One of the reasons they do the pool that way on cruise ships is for safety because at night when you walk around the pool, it's completely drained and there's a net over it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What time do they do that? Because I went on a cruise one time and I jumped in the pool late at night.
I'm not sure. Every cruise I've ever been on, they drain it at night so that way drunks don't fall in and drown.
I think what we're seeing here though, seeing is the difference between one level of cruise versus the other.
Yeah. I was on spring break. You're right.
Yeah.
I hate a damn cruise.
Yeah, I love a cruise. I love it. I love the fact you can just go to dinner and order 10 different entrees.
You know, you could do that at a resort too.
Or a buffet.
Still, it's not the same.
Sure.
It's something about it when you're on the water.
It is. I love being on the water.
But yeah, it, it, The first time I saw that, they drained the pool on the first cruise I ever went. I was like, oh, wow, how do they do that? That's, and then, you know, the next day somebody told me, here's how they do it.
What about if you go to the bathroom? Do they just let that go into the ocean too? Like right away?
What do you mean?
Like, oh, do they as a
flush
person?
Into the ocean? I don't think so.
No,
I would hope not. Just a bunch of trail of poop and pee.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't matter. The ocean would disintegrate toilet paper so fast.
I don't think you want to be like a whale and all of a sudden you got human poop on your face.
You swam through a cloud of shit.
Yeah. Oh. Or a dolphin.
Well, whales also poop in the ocean too, so
that's true.
They probably would like it.
It's their version of a crop dust.
Yeah.
Who crop dusted? Oh, yeah. Wow.
But how do they do that? Do they? Because planes will just dump it out of the in
no,
the sky.
No, they don't dump it in the sky.
Over the ocean. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if a plane's flying over the ocean, they'll hit a button and it dumps all the sewage from the plane into the water.
And it's also landed in neighborhoods before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
But that's probably not protocol. Like, there's certainly a way that they handle that so it doesn't land in neighborhoods.
Yeah, but if they, but say it's a flight from Dallas to Charlotte. When they get to Charlotte, they hook up a tank to, I think, and drain it and all that way. But there are times when they can just flip a switch and dump it.
And what if you're just out on a boat?
Not anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore.
No, it says airlines are not allowed to dump. They used to be able to. Airlines are not allowed to dump their waste tanks in mid-flight, and pilots have no mechanism by which to do so.
Well,
however, sometimes there are leaks or whatever. But
I thought this was America.
They took away my shit switch.
Well, how do cruise ships do it?
My shit switch.
I damn quit flying as soon as they got rid of my shit switch.
You can't even buy a damn plane no more with a shit switch in it.
Where's the shit switch in this thing?
Do cruise ships dump food waste into the ocean? Yes. Well, food waste is discharging.
Oh, that's good because they're feeding the fish.
Hang on a second. I just put waste.
Hit me with like a half a sandwich, not a big log.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I heard that that sharks love cheesecake. Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
You probably would love to have all the cruise poop on a sea turtle. You probably would love that.
Oh, yeah. I hate sea turtles.
The U.S. allows cruise ships to dump treated waste into the ocean if they are within 3.5 miles from the shore. Beyond that point, no restrictions. Do what you got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Untreated, they can dump. Yeah. Once they're 3.5 miles off the coast, they can dump untreated raw sewage into the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the ocean.
I'm sorry, in U.S. ocean water. So you have to, you can only dump it within the confines of the waters that belong to your mm-hmm. country.
Yeah, because the ocean will clean that so fast. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, you just put a little salt water on it. It's good.
It's gross.
But people don't realize the strength of the ocean and what it can do and clean and, you know, there's so much oil that gets leaked into the ocean every day from the bottom. That the ocean cleans up and all before it gets to any people.
If you were at the beach on vacation and you had an emergency and you had to, you know, go number two, would you go into the ocean and do it?
If it was an emergency?
If it was an emergency,
so what is my other choice?
There's no other choice.
You got to give me two choices at least.
You got to run all the way to like a...
Would you shit in your cooler? Yeah.
Shit in a Yeti or in the water?
It's like if you're in the water, are you going to risk running back to your place, which is a couple hundred yards away, or just...
Yeah.
Could you dig a hole in the sand?
No. Yeah.
Would you shit on a kid's sandcastle?
Good thing you made a mountain, kid.
Well, yeah, would you try to make it back to an actual bathroom, or you'd just be like, I'm going in the ocean?
I would go in.
If I thought that I wouldn't make it to the building, I would go out in the ocean.
Yeah.
But I'd just try to get out there really far.
Yeah, so it doesn't float back.
Well, I'm figuring if I've got to go that badly, it's not going to float.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty liquidy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It'd be like an oil tanker.
I can't It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go! Let's go.
What's wrong, Riggins?
Tired, man.
You say you're going to try to take a nap today? You don't take naps.
I don't.
He got a meatloaf sandwich lined up.
Yeah.
You have more than one, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So when you go right home, heat it up, heat up the meatloaf, make the sandwich, sit in front of the TV, relax, and eat your meatloaf sandwiches and
I might
decompress?
Have to. Yeah.
How do you make a meatloaf sandwich? What kind of bread do you use for that? Just white regular? Yeah,
the softest white bread you can find is the best.
You ain't cold. You heat it up. You have it anyway.
Never.
I heat it and then sometimes I put cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
But always mayonnaise too. I always have a mayonnaise on the meatloaf sandwich. Hey, don't let your meatloaf.
When you make meatloaf, do you put like a ketchup glaze on it or no?
A ketchup glaze.
I mean, that's like it's a glaze that has ketchup in it.
I thought he was trying to make ketchup sound excellent or something.
Deglaze the pan with ketchup.
Hey, Gordon Ramsay.
And I finish it off with a nice ketchup glaze.
You could have phrased it better. You're right.
But the next menu will include cheese.
Ketchup confit.
It's a tomato reduction.
It's a ketchup reduction.
No. The answer, no. I don't do that.
There's nothing on top of
it. No. And I didn't make them. My mom didn't make
it. Yeah, I like it.
Cut thick cut.
Yeah. She just, it's in the pan, but yeah. I cut a couple thick slices. I had a good portion of it last night. It was excellent.
If I'm cooking it, I put just tomatoes, regular tomato sauce over. I don't go as far as making a tomato glaze or a ketchup glaze.
Ketchup glaze.
Tomato glaze.
Yeah. No, I like gravy with meatloaf.
Yeah, some people do it with gravy.
Yeah, I love gravy. That's how my mom makes it.
I don't ever eat meatloaf anywhere but at my house.
Yeah.
Because
I never order meatloaf anywhere.
You know, like even if you go to somewhere like Cracker Barrel, it's supposed to be, you know, country cooking and all that. They have the onions are too big in it, and they got green peppers in it and stuff sometimes. Places
I don't want to like go somewhere to a restaurant. Like, I would never go to Cracker Barrel and think, you know what? Meatloaf would be perfect.
I actually ordered a meatloaf at a restaurant not too long ago here in Charlotte. Restaurant that makes really, like, good southern cooking dish. They had meatloaf.
Oh, I love dish.
And it was so good.
That's a really good restaurant.
Yeah.
It's just something I wouldn't take a chance on because people put too many onions and peppers and stuff in it.
Yeah,
it's not something I grew up having very often.
Yeah, me
either. Never had it, so it's not. That's why it never is top of mind. You know,
No, it's just that it always has onions in it. And when I was a kid, I wouldn't eat onions at all, and that was my number one food. That if it had onions in it, I wouldn't even touch it.
It's like ordering spaghetti meatballs at a restaurant.
Yeah,
you make it at your house, but I don't think you ever order it.
We had
so when we go to an Italian restaurant, it could be the most Italian of Italian restaurants, and my little friend Jenny's handsome husband Michael always gets spaghetti and meatballs. That's his favorite of anything.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Or spaghetti and meat sauce, but he prefers meatballs.
I love meatballs.
Jenny should make that. Figure out how to make that. Get any meatballs. He would freak out.
I told you what Jenny's extent of cooking is. When she takes a little Debbie oatmeal cream pie and sits it out in the sun on the boat. I swear to God.
She's baking.
That is the closest thing to cooking anything she comes.
Remember he told us that a while back?
Say, it's almost done. She'll reach over and hit it and go, not yet, it's almost done.
I love her. She's so funny. She's like, I'm baking, guys.
Yeah.
Bacon, I swear, if somebody came over there and asked, Jenny, do you have any tongs or do you have a spatula or whatever? She would say, I don't know, ask Richie. She's never
cooked. Are you the only person who's ever cooked in her kitchen, or is her mom?
Her mom does. Yeah, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because all of her stuff. I mean, I like cooking over there because all her stuff is pretty much brand new.
Yeah, I bet.
And she's got the little things the little pads that go in between the nonstick cookware to keep it from scratching each other and all that. Yeah. She doesn't know.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either you use it, her mom uses it, or nobody uses
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. She doesn't even know where stuff is. Do we have a coffee pot?
And she doesn't want to learn.
Oh, no. No.
No interest.
Nuh-uh. There's nothing about it. Man. But she does think that she's really something, though, with that baking the oatmeal cream pies on the boat.
I get
quite
it.
Quite the baker.
It does sound pretty good.
She's like, it's not ready yet.
Yeah, oh, it's done. Now it's done.
Ding.
Put the timer on it.
Oh, you know, speaking of I heard something funny the other day. When you see somebody's woman's nipples sticking out, they say, oh, turkey's done. I never heard that before. I forget who said that. He's on the internet. Oh, turkey's done.
You don't know the origin of that, but you already assume it's a Southern guy with your presentation.
Yeah,
oh, turkey's done.
I think it was.
That's too funny.
Oh, here.
I'm sorry. I know y'all have probably seen it a million times. But that slide in Detroit that they've had to shut down.
Yes.
They shut it down for COVID or whatever, and then they reopened it and waxed it, and it's a metal slide. And it's just launching people off of that thing. Just boom, boom.
So dangerous.
It has to be so hot. It's like summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those are the slides we had at school as kids. You get out to the Louisiana heat.
Burn yourself. I remember.
But they're in burlap sacks doing that, coming down off of that thing. And I laughed. It looks ridiculous. But I'm thinking, who walked up and saw somebody and what happens on the slide and then went and got in line to do it?
Well, I think there's an instructional video of how you don't bounce around. So a lot of people are probably doing it the right way. And we're just seeing the people trying to make a jackass.
Well, they've had to shut it down again.
Evidently. It reopens Friday after quote unquote speed adjustments.
It's just loud. Boom. Some of them hitting their heads on the thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's crazy.
Like a dislocated shoulder was the first thing I thought when they're just like landing so hard on their sides.
Because it's got several humps on the way down, and instead of just going over, each hump launches them. Boom. And then they hit back down, and then there's another one. Boom, boom, boom.
I will say this about that island. It's one of the only good-looking places in Detroit.
Really?
It's beautiful.
It's an island?
It's Belle Isle is what it's called.
I went to the island of Detroit.
Yeah. For a tropical vacation.
I do. One of the other things
get out
I like,
to the islands.
I've seen this video a couple of times and I went back to look at it. But I like the fact that it has the structure is there for a canvas top to keep the sun off the people so they're not hot. Mm. But they don't bother putting the top on that thing. They're like, the hell with it. We're just going to let it go. But I just watched the lady who her head hit the first three humps that she went over. Yeah. It went after the first one, bam, 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 every time.
But but she had to have watched somebody else do it and then decided, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Bust my
ass. We decided to kind of head for a tropical vacation this year. We went to the islands. Did you go to Virgin Islands or Detroit?
The Detroit Islands.
Oh. Islands of Detroit.
Oh, gosh. We have an all-inclusive vacation.
It's beautiful.
We went to
gorgeous.
It really is. We went to St. Detroit.
He hates going to the beach, but says that this island in Detroit is just
it's like it's beautiful. A different country. When you come from the bridge from Detroit to there, you're like, how is this in the same place?
You know, you can see Canada from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Belle Isle's right in between the two, Detroit and Canada.
I remember sitting in a restaurant there and looking out the window, and there was a big old hotel and casino. Where is that? Canada.
I'm looking at a first-timer's guide to Belle Island.
Well, I ain't going over there.
They got a riverboat called the Detroit Princess.
Oh, I had a Detroit Princess one time. She had almost all her teeth.
So you
got yourself a Detroit Princess.
It's tough.
Looks like Kid Rock. That's my girlfriend. Looks just like Kid Rock.
Rob, I got to be honest with you. Belle Isle doesn't look worth a damn.
It's like it's beautiful. No,
it might not be anymore, but it was when I went.
Oh, when did you go?
When I was a kid.
Oh, it looks okay.
It was like it was magical.
What food made you think it was so beautiful?
I didn't either.
Did they have?
Island food.
Island. Welcome to the island.
You had a conch sandwich?
Yeah. Now, we eat White Castle when we're in Detroit. We don't mess around. White Castle and Coney's.
So they have some people that are out there grilling and on the beach. Or it does look pretty nice. It's not bad.
It needs a good scrubbing, but looking at the pictures online now.
It is called Detroit's Hidden Gem. But since it is Detroit, it is interesting because right underneath that, there are two videos of the people going down the slide. And the next thing is exploring Detroit's abandoned zoo. They're just bailed on.
As things to explore this abandoned zoo.
Get the animals. We're getting the hell out of here. And it's
Sounds like a dream.
Moved out.
I will be vacationing in the islands.
Put that on my must-go to vacation spots.
Aloha.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a picture now. There's graffiti on a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Island graffiti.
Still Detroit.
I guess Detroit's just kind of spread into the into the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't even have an island anymore. What is that about?
It's the beautiful Belle Isle graffiti now.
Yeah, what is the graffiti? What's written?
I saw Pac-Man.
I can't help but believe that was there when you went, Rob.
The word bones is written with the Star of David as the O. Oh, wow.
That's an interesting spelling.
Oh, and a money sign as the S. So
it's like a Jewish gang or something?
I don't know.
Bones with a money sign S.
If you want to be in our gang, you better know how to spell it. We could use the Star of David as the O and the money sign as the S. Come on.
Right next to Pac-Man. Right. Perfect.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at PeytonsPromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, AceTJ.com/CompuCom.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.